Blog Talk Radio.
We're live.
Hey, preacher. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. We're sorry about the delay, but nonetheless, we are so glad to have you here with us on this beautiful Tuesday night here in the great state of Michigan, or wherever you may be, however you may be accessing this show. I just say Michigan because that's where I'm at. And that's where I live, and that's where I... But nonetheless, it's a great evening wherever you may be around the world. And we're so glad you could join us tonight for a great show. We're going to talk about faith, and we're going to talk a little bit about sports. We have a Pistons trade update, as the Pistons have made a huge trade. And so that's going to send one of the key players away, but they're also going to get another good key player in return. So that will be talked about later, as well as over to football stuff. In addition, I have it on my heart to pray for America at some point tonight. Pray for America / our president, as our president is going to give the State of the State address tonight. I mean, the State of the Union address. And so we're going to pray. And so basically what tonight's going to be is the Word of God, an exhortation, prayer for the president / America, sports, as well as anything else the Lord may have me say. So, with that in mind, bear with me for a minute, you veteran listeners, as I just have to explain the way this ship runs. So you may have some friends or family members that you may have told about this wonderful program. When people are asking me, you know, these niggers, what you doing now? You know, and I'd say, always tell them, I do this Blog Talk Radio show on blogtalkradio.com. I tell them the website, as I'm going to do right now. You tell them, go to Blog Talk Radio. Once again, that's BlogTalk Radio, RADIO.com. All one word, blogtalkradio.com. You'll see a search bar. In that search bar, you'll type in Upfront Entertainment. And then you'll see a link. And that link will be for us. So you can come in and listen to us right there. And we're glad to have you with us. And remember, it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Yes, it is. And we have, this is our 77th episode, and all 76 of the previous episodes are all archived right there on the website, so you can go back and listen to them. You can listen to them in the car on the way to work or from work. You can listen to them at work if your boss lets you. Like, and if not, maybe while you're working, maybe on lunch break. Because there's a lot of word and exhortation in these. And what better way, you know, if you're at work and you're on your break, to take a few minutes and just, you know, get out the laptop, get out the phone, and listen to one of these episodes. You know, especially when you get talking about the word. What better way to build yourself up in the faith? And we always say, let's change the world and radio.
Hey, Miracle
That's
Man.
Yes, Preacher Man.
I always title the program Faith, Fun, and Miracles. So if somebody needs a miracle, call in, because we're going to help you see one.
All righty. I will make sure to say that. And now, folks, that leads me to this. What Preacher Man just said led me to this right here. We have a telephone number that you can call in to talk to us, or if you want prayer, you want a miracle, if you need a miracle, if you need some help, if you want my thoughts on the Super Bowl, if you want to talk to me or ask me something, or ask a Preacher Man something, feel free to call into the special number. And that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is area code 215-383-3810. And we'll be glad to hear from you. We'll be glad to pray with you. We'll be glad to answer your questions. Go ahead and challenge us. We know a lot about the word. I know a lot about football and stuff, so feel free to call and challenge me. And we do have a couple of house rules that we ask you to kindly follow. And that is rule number one. This is not a political program. Yes, I did say about the president giving his state address tonight, but generally we don't really talk about politics on this program. And if we do at all, it's only to get you in prayer to believe God. I don't use my airtime to do political rallies, and I don't use my airtime to really talk about politics. We want to be uniters, not dividers.
There
you go. Way politics out in this country right now. But prayer over for our leaders is somewhere where we can all unite. We're going to exercise that tonight, the praying over our leaders in a bit. And so, with that in mind, we ask that you don't talk about politics, and if you say something about it, like about the president, you know, like against something, we're going to tell you to pray over your leaders. As the Bible tells us, pray over our leaders. And it also says in 2 Chronicles, if my people would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their broken land. And so, basically the rule is, don't talk about politics. And if you do, we'll ask you to pray. Rule number two, family friendly. This is known as a family show. We want everybody to be able to listen to the show regardless of age. We want families to just be able to just come on and listen to the show and not worry about content. So what we've done is we've created a rule that basically says if you wouldn't say it to Jesus, please don't say it on this program. Because we want to keep it wholesome. Fathers, yeah, if you want prayer, by all means, call us. We'll pray for you. But there are just certain words that we'd rather not use on a program that intended for everybody to be able to listen to. So you could please help us with that, and then we'll be golden. And that number again one more time, if you're joining us, that number is 215-383-3810. And we'd be so happy to hear from you and to talk to you and believe God with you, because we want to be able to make a difference and change the world through faith and radio. Now, let's get in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great evening tonight. I thank you for these wonderful listeners who have came to join us live on the broadcast. I pray that you would bless them and that you would just be with them tonight, wherever they are. I pray that you'd comfort them. I pray that you'd speak to them and be with them, enlighten them, and just show them, Lord God, who you are. And Lord God, I pray right now that you bless me. Bless my voice tonight, dear Jesus, as I speak tonight from your word and my heart and my exhortation. I thank you, Lord God, that you're showing me what I should be saying and what targets I should be hitting tonight in the name of Jesus. And I pray for great sponsors coming on board to help us out as we do this show, so we can make this show better and better and better. And I call big amounts of money to come in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that you redeem our time, my time, preacher man's time, and those that have helped me. I thank you, Lord God, that you just redeem our time that we sacrificed to be able to do this. And I just thank you, Lord God, for that, for tonight in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let me see. Oh, good. Right here. Let's go. Turn with me, please, in your Bibles to the book of Exodus. We're going to go to chapter 19 tonight. Let me just see how long 19 is so I can just see real quick so I can see. Because if it's real short, then I'm going to read 19 and 20. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just bear with me for a second. I'm just looking. You know what? I am going to read 20 tonight because that delves into the Ten Commandments. And I was thinking about it earlier today, and I felt like the Lord was wanting me to talk about that. And tonight, I'm going to be talking a bit from my heart tonight, as I always have. Part of it's going to be directed at Christians as well as America in general. And I pray that we can start to see some victories in certain areas in regards to this Ten Commandments stuff. But nonetheless, if you have a Bible with us, I mean with you, we strongly encourage you to follow along with us, you know, participate. We want you to be able to participate. This is not just two guys speaking and talking. No. It is, but we want you to be engaged. And so what this kind of engagement means is that basically this. When we pray, like we did a minute ago, you pray, and whether it be out loud or just quiet. If we sing, you sing. If we're reading the Bible, you're either reading, if it's safe, like if it's safe where you are, reading, or if it's not necessarily late, safe, you're paying real close attention. And if I'm just speaking and exhorting from my heart, things that either I feel I'm supposed to say or God's wanting me to say, then you pay close attention. And so, with that, I open the Bible to Exodus chapter 19. And in the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai after they set out from Rephidim. They entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, and he said, "This is what you are to say to the house of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you by myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations, you will be my treasured possessions. Although you although the whole earth is mine, you will be for men a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." And these are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. So Moses went back and he summoned the elders of the people and sent before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. The people all responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has said." So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. "You know, we will do everything the Lord has said. I wish the body of Christ could get that and just have that within them to just do whatever it takes to just be obedient to God no matter what the cost. I wish. Help us with that, Jesus." So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. Verse 9. The Lord said to Moses, "I am going to come to you in a dense cloud so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will already put their trust in you. Then Moses told the Lord what the people had said. The Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day, because on that day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the desert of all the people, with all the people, and put limits for the people around the mountain, and tell them, be careful that you do not go up the mountain or touch the foot of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death." Wow. Wow. Just wow. Can you believe it, Preacher Man, that someone would be put to death just over touching a piece of a mountain?
Well, God's pretty serious about his ways.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure I could see that flying these days. Now, kiddo, I can just hear it. Now, Joey, you touch that piece of the mountain, you're going to die instantly. Wow. But God had his reason. And he shall be put to death. Verse 13. He shall surely be stoned or shot with arrows, and not a hand is to be laid on him, whether man or animal. He shall not be permitted to live. Only when the ram's horn sounds a long blast may they go up to the mountain. After Moses had gone down the mountain to the people, he consecrated them, and they washed their clothes. Then he said to the people, "Prepare yourselves for the third day. Abstain from sexual relations. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and there was lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet God. And they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke bellowed up from it like smoke from a furnace. And the whole mountain trembled violently, and the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai, and he called Moses to the top of the mountain. So Moses went up, and the Lord said to him, "Go down and warn the people so that they do not force their way through to see the Lord. As many of them perish, even the priests who approach the Lord must consecrate themselves, or the Lord will break out against them." And Moses said to the Lord, "The people cannot come up Mount Sinai because you yourself warned us to put limits around the mountain and to set it apart as holy." The Lord replied, "Go down and bring Aaron up with you. But the priests and the people must force their way through to come up to the Lord, or he will break out against them. So Moses went down to the people and told them to go up there. Now, this is the Ten Commandments chapter, Exodus chapter 20. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. That's the first one. No other gods before me. That's number one.
Number two.
You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. Number three, you shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Number three. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, and for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless on whom the Lord shall not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. That's number four. Keep the Sabbath holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all of your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or your daughter or your maidservant or your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor your alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and he made it holy. Number five, honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Number six, you shall not murder. Number seven, you shall not commit adultery. Number eight, you shall not steal. Number nine, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. Number ten, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not covet his maidservant, his manservant, or his maidservant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. And when the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpets and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear, and they stayed at a distance and said to Moses, speak to us yourself, and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us, or we will die. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. And the people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, still reading, we're on verse 22 of chapter 20 of Exodus. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites this, you have seen for yourselves that I have spoken to you from heaven. Do not make any gods to be alongside me. Do not make for yourselves gods of silver or of gold or gods of gold. Make an altar of earth for me and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your fellowship offerings, your sheep and goats and your cattle, wherever I cause my name to be honored. I will come to you and will bless you. If you make an altar of stones for me, do not build it with dressed stones, for you will defile it if you use a tool on it. And do not go up to my altar on steps, lest your nakedness be exposed on it. All right. Well, let's go now to Exodus chapter 11. Praise God. Thank God for the word. That's Exodus 11. And you got 1 to 12. So
you talking to me?
Yes. So you got right. 1 to 12. And then I start with
13.
Number 13. Yep.
All right, here we go. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. Now faith is.
Faith is now. Remember that, everybody.
Stuck.
Faith is now.
I got stuck. Sorry. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. You got to love it when God testifies about you.
Oh, yeah.
And through it, he being dead still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is. But with faith, it's possible to please him, because he who comes to God believes he is. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child, when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, was born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. Verse 13, take it away.
All righty. And all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. And if they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. Turning the page, verse 21, and by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. And by faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and he gave instructions about his bones. And by faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. And by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. And by faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. And by faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. And by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword. turned to strength and who became powerless. And I mean, who became powerful, excuse me, in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. And they wandered in deserts and in mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. We're starting verse 12, chapter 12, excuse me, reading verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us, and let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who, with the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, how about this Ten Commandments stuff? You want to know why there was all that thunder and why there was that great cloud of fire? The reason for that thunder and for that sound of those trumpets and for all that thunder was because it was God talking, and he was being very serious. If God didn't think the Ten Commandments were that important, I don't think he would have had all those trumpets. I don't think he would have had that thunder. I don't. He did that for a reason. And you know what? Even though Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that does not, and I repeat, that does not give us permission to just live any way we want to. We have to do what Jesus says in regard to, you know, do it this way, do it that way, you know. We also have to follow the Ten Commandments. Hey, guess what? In this country, there are certain commands that even in the legal system, that the law of the United States of America, or whatever country you live in, says that you must follow. You cannot kill. You cannot steal. You can't bear false witness, you know, lie to the judge. You can't just covet, take that stuff for no reason. You can't. You're not supposed to be committing adultery. You're supposed to honor your father and your mother. This Ten Commandments stuff, I mean, people want the Ten Commandments to be released. I mean, get rid of in this country. people are trying, have tried to get it taken out of courthouses, tried to get it taken off of steps, tried to get it taken off of all kinds of stuff. And just thinking for a second, seeing if God would have me say something. You know, in God's eyes, that problem we have with 60 million unborn babies killed, hey, that's breaking the commandment. That's breaking the commandment. You know, one of the Ten Commandments that God has set out for us. And the Ten Commandments, you know, part of it, it's not just about, you know, not having a criminal record or being crime free. No. If you follow them and do good, then it's less likely that you'll end up a criminal, a lot less likely. If you're not lying, if you're not stealing, if you're not committing adultery with people, if you're not killing, if you obey your parents, if you obey your parents, let me help you with something. Kids, if any of you children or youth, the young adults happen to be listening to me right now, listen. If you're listening to your parents, and are honoring them, and doing what they say, then you're much more likely to obey the police, to obey your teachers, to obey the other people who are in authority over you. And our country, you know, we had an election a year and a half ago, and we got some good people in. We got another good Supreme Court justice, and we just got to continue to pray for America. We really do. That the people of this nation will continue to wake up, and wake up soon, because Mark Barkley, my pastor, has said that right now that America has been given, the Church of America has been given a stay because of who's in office right now. If the other person had gotten in, she wouldn't admit it to most of us, but apparently, from what was been told and was found to be true, was that if these other people had gotten in, they would have wanted to shut down the church and make it so that would all be underground and stuff. And I don't want us to go down that road. But that to say this. Parents, I strongly urge you, if you have children, especially at any age, but I would suggest that you as a parent, that you ask your children here and there. What are the Ten Commandments? And have them repeat them. The Ten Commandments to you. And, you know, it's a great guide for them. If you're obeying all Ten Commandments, you're going to be in pretty good shape. But if you're then a false witness, which in other words would mean lying, if you're lying to your mom and your dad, lying to your teachers, lying to the, you know, just not telling the truth. By the time you're doing that, I don't care if it's a little white lie, you're going down a road that's going to get you in trouble if you keep that behavior up. So I said, you would suggest that you get your nose back to God. I would suggest that you get back to God. And so, even later in the New Testament, there's references of the Ten Commandments from Jesus. And then, you know, there were other commandments that weren't necessarily part of the Ten, but these could be extensions of it, maybe. One of them was love one another. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. Also, it said to love your neighbor as yourself. It also said, in another verse, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. That means worship. That means you're worshiping the Lord your God and serving Him only. You should be worshiping the Lord your God and not worshiping other things. Don't build all these. Think you're going to try to worship some other God. Oh, no. Please don't. And so, oh Jesus, right now, I pray, I take a moment to pray right now over this great country. I pray right now that you would speak to every member of every elected official, and even those who are, you know, put in by committee, but you still serve in political office. I pray that everyone in political office in this country, Lord God, I just pray right now that you speak to them. If they don't know you, may they find you. May they learn of your ways. And may you speak to them. Show them how they should be voting on things. I just pray right now that you talk, speaking to the elected officials, and I pray that you have your way in this country. I pray right now that you're with our president right now as he prepares to give the speech. I pray that the attack that is on him right now, this whole Russia thing, and these other attacks, I thank you, Lord God, that it's just brought to a head and is stopped right in its tracks. And I thank you, Lord God, that our president's going to lead the way you want him to lead, and that he's going to do things and vote according to the way you would, God, as we turn America back to you. And I thank you, Lord God, for the people of this country right now. May the people of this great country, particularly the 87% that it's claimed that are Christians, I pray right now that in the name of Jesus, I claim that in November, when it comes time to go out and elect officials, that us as Christians would do our homework and vote accordingly and vote Christian the way you would have us do it, Lord God, so that we can continue to move the way you want us to move as we try to get our country back the way you would have us do it. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on this country and that you're not done with America yet. And I just give you praise and honor. Now, we've made some progress the last little over 12 months, but we got still got a long ways to go. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to help our leaders, you're going to help us, and you're going to have your way in this country once again, and that America would be the strong beacon, you know, just a strong country, strong nation for you in these final days. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, listeners, a lot of what I said tonight, much of what I said tonight about this Ten Commandments stuff, I said it because it's very important. It really is. And some of it was me, others of it was God. But I really felt like God and his way. And folks, another thing that you need to do if you want to make heaven is you need to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You really do. And that's part of the Ten Commandments. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. So, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to give you an opportunity to change that right now, wherever you are. Call in to this program, please. We have that number for you. And that number, once again, is area code 215-383-3810. Again, that is area code 215-383-3810. Call in. We'll be glad to help you. We'll show you what to pray. And we can get you on the right path toward walking with God. And hey, whether you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior or not, you say, I know Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, but I'm unchurched right now. Well, we can help you with that too. There's a website that you can go to that me and Preacher Man both strongly endorse, and that is marktbarclay.com. And then there'll be a link for a church locator, and you can search by zip code, and you can get connected to a great, solid, born-again, spirit-filled, water-baptized, God-believing church, because you've got to get in a good church, you know, because church is important. And by the way, listening to this program should not be. Listening to this program should not by any means be a substitute for your church services. So don't think, so you shouldn't be thinking, oh, I listen to Preacher and Miracle Man show once a week, twice a week, or all three times a week, and think, you know, I don't have to go to church. Well, you don't have to go to church. No one's forcing you to go to church. But we care about your soul. I care about your soul. And if you want to be right with God, you know, going to church is going to be greatly beneficial for you. And it is very important as Bible-believing Christians that we are in the house of God. And you got to be, you know, it's very important that you find a place to tithe to. And so, everyone, if you're listening online, whether it be on your phone, on your laptop, on your computer, wherever you are, if it's safe for you to do it, bow your head. If not, just say this prayer. Lord Jesus, make me new. I ask you, Lord, to welcome me into your kingdom. Make me fresh. Help me. Change me. Show me what you would have me do for you. Thank you. Make me new. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, if you gave your life to Christ for the first time, that's a reason to be happy. Or if you rededicated your life to Christ, you know, the angels in heaven, they have a huge party when someone either gives their life to Christ or rededicates their life back to Jesus, because that is a major event in the eyes of God when someone decides either I'm coming to God for the first time or I'm coming back in to the kingdom. I walked away, I'm coming back. Or there might be a third kind of person where maybe you never left, but you know, you could have been doing a bit better. Maybe praying more, reading the Bible more, maybe not skipping as much church. And if you've been doing great, and you just prayed that prayer because I said to pray it, then for you, praise God. Hopefully it feels just as good as it did the last time, and the time before that, and the time before that. And so, with that, I'm going to do our prayer over the great one. Lord God, I just thank you right now for these listeners, for the word that was brought forth tonight. And it was heavy, but felt like it needed to be said. And I just pray right now that you're speaking to these people. You're showing them what they should be doing. I thank you that you're just speaking to them right now, wherever they are. And I thank you, Lord God, that you'll just bless the words that went forth. And may it stick with them. And may they remember it. And I just thank you and praise you. Give you glory and honor for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, for tonight, we have a sports update. It's going to be rather short because we didn't have any football last night, but tomorrow night I am going to do my big and my important Super Bowl pick.
All right. So
Super Bowl number 52.
Go Lions.
That'll have to wait till Super Bowl 53.
Oh, okay.
But nonetheless, we're going to have a coin toss. I decided that's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it based on a coin toss because a lot of these sports broadcasters, they're just picking what they think. They're not necessarily being biased, but they're picking based on what they think and how they see the game. But I decided we're going to have fun with it, and we're going to do a coin flip. And we're going to pick it that way. And that's going to determine who I pick. And if I haven't decided yet which team heads means and which team tails means, I'll work that out. If I call heads and I land on heads, that's the winner. If I call heads, lands on tails, tails is the winner. So we're going to have fun with that. And then I'm going to analyze a bit because I really think it's going to be a great game. And because how good of a game it's going to be, I feel like, and it can make it a bit harder. So I feel like you got to do the coin.
I can't do that.
What? You can't what? You can't do what?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You're right. You're right.
Sorry. Yep, we're gonna do the old coin flip this time, because usually this is the first year I've actually done a show, but in the past I would do a pick, you know, like I do the other games. But I decided I'll think outside the box this time, so I'm gonna have some fun with it. All right. I'll see what happens, and whatever side the coin flips on, I'm going to talk for a couple minutes on why I think that particular team, whether it be Patriots or Eagles, is going to win and or can win, you know. And so we'll have some fun with that tomorrow night. But before we get into the sports content for tonight, a reminder that sports segment of this evening is, by the way, brought to you by the McDonald's $1, $2, and $3 menu with wonderful options such as wonderful options for a dollar, such as McChickens and sausage burritos, as well as any size Coca-Cola products. That does include Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper, by the way, America's favorite soda beverages. Now, for $2, you can get any small McCafe beverage and a sausage McGriddle. For $3, you can get a Happy Meal. There's a certain Southern style McChicken sandwich you can get. And a triple cheeseburger. I should also remind you that on that $2 portion, there is a Bacon McDouble that you can purchase and enjoy. And that is the $1, $2, $3 menu at participating McDonald's. See store for details. And now, the Detroit Pistons have announced a pretty big trade deal. The Pistons are sending Tobias Harris out to the Los Angeles Clippers in exchange for something Jackson. I forget his last is the guy's first name, but a very big trade deal. And the new guy we're looking at is scoring on average 22 points per game, as is Tobias Harris for Detroit. But we're also getting rid of someone else, and we're also getting another decent player as well as we look to start winning again. And we really need to win tonight. Period. The Pistons need to get a win somehow tonight as they play the Cleveland Cavaliers in the confines of Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit, Michigan. They've lost 8 in a row. This is the second time that they lost 7 in a row or more this year. And when you have two of these in a season, it's hard to stay over 500. And they're not over 500 anymore. They were over 500 before the 8-game losing streak. Now they're 4 games under 500. So now the pressure is going to be totally on them to get on a hot streak, or at least win many more games than what they lose. And a reminder that on Monday night, I will be in downtown Detroit live from the Little Caesars Arena right there on Woodward Avenue. And I will be tweeting from the game. I will be sending out some tweets on my Twitter account at River Shukla, RYVERS SHUKLA. go follow me on Twitter. Hit that follow button. Love to have you. And going to be doing some tweeting as the game's going on, such as, you know, the double-double man's got 12 points, 10 rebounds. And as well as scores at the end of the quarters. And so I'll be tweeting quite a bit. No, I can't tweet every basket and every second necessarily, but I'll be keeping you posted on the Twitter. And I'll be at the game, having a blast there with my brother, Raymond. And so it's going to be good. I really think it's going to be good. Now, a reminder that the Tiger season, you know, in a couple weeks, the pitchers and catchers are going to report to Lakeland, which means basically, a month from right now, more like 29 or so days from right now, that's what's going to be happening. Spring training is going to start up. Oh, and by the way, that means one thing. Folks, if you consider December, January, and February as winter months, and March is a spring month, then I have a hopeful newsflash to give you. Folks, after today, we will only have 29 days, until we hit the 1st of March. Although, let's face it, here in Michigan, we're going to get some cold weather in March. We always do, every year. It's part of America, especially up here in the northern part of the country. We're going to get some cold weather in March, especially between the 1st and, like, the 15th or 20th. So if you include that, you can add about 20 days to that, so about 50 days. But, so, 61. So the good news is basically the way you slice it, we have officially survived the first half of winter 2017-2018.
Yeah!
Give yourself a hand. Yep, and it's been a long January's been going by kind of slow. It always does. But, you know, when February's coming, at least you can see the end of the tunnel. It's kind of the reverse of July, where, to me, when July gets here, I feel like it's just paradise in a way. You know, it's just summer bliss. Can it just go on and on and on and on and on? And then you get to like the 31st or so, and then you're like, oh no, it's almost August. And then August just tends to go by really quick. And then September, time to put away all the summer stuff. So, yeah, just take it as a grain of salt if you want. But a reminder that the Red Wings will start in a couple days back up. Again, on a more spiritual note, tonight you have an invitation to live stream the San Diego Holy Spirit Conference with Dr. Mark T. Barclay in San Diego area, California. Now, last year, you may recall Preacher Man, the stream is not exactly the Mark Barclay stream, but you can get to the stream from marktbarclay.com. Remember that, Preacher Man, from last year?
Yep.
So I'm trying to remember. You remember this. Can you still get to that stream from the Mark Barclay website? I think so, right?
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet.
But
I would imagine.
This is at 10 p.m. tonight, our time. If you can stay up late, by all means, folks, stay up as late as you can, even if it's not till quite 1 o'clock or 12:30, which will probably be when it would get over our time, so like 9:30, 10 o'clock California time, and just enjoy the wonderful move of the Holy Ghost and great worship, and great anointing as the Holy Spirit comes. And I pray that God would have his way when it's out there in San Diego this week. Also, in related similar news, in Midland, we will be having our National Holy Spirit Conference with, again, some Barclay guy. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he does. But he's just a great guy, great preacher, handsome looking, spirit-filled, filled with the Holy Ghost, turned on to God. Talking about Dr. Mark T. Barclay. And this conference will be March 6th to March 9th here in Midland. We'll have services at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. And then service at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. This will be at Midland. And you can also live stream it at marktbarclay.com. And folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always.
God first and God always.
So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow night.
So long, everybody.
Thank you.
Bless you, brother.
Thanks for your friendship. Thanks for your friendship, brother.
You betcha, man. You betcha.
Love you.
We're making this thing happen.
Man.
And there won't be no thank you for using Blog Talk Radio goodbye, because I'm driving right now, so I can't shut it off on the computer. We just have to hang up. Bless you. Love you.